if not for endeavors of Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, whose birthday we celebrate today, and who nursed back to life Islam and all humanitarian values.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listener of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, we invite you to listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين أما بعد فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. Let me begin by first off extending our congratulations to all of the brothers and sisters who are with us this evening, whether it be here or online. And as we mark this very important occasion, we are celebrating the birth anniversary of the first granddaughter to be born in the house of Nubuwa, the first daughter to be born to Amir al-Mu'mineen and Lady Zahra, peace be upon them both. And that is none other than Zainab bint Ali, alayha salatu wassalam, the one who safeguarded the family after the tragedy, the one who preserved the message of the tragedy of Karbala, and the one to whom we owe so much too because of what we know of the legacy of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, alayhi salatu wassalam. And so we again extend our congratulations first off to our awaited savior, Imam al-Hujjah, and to each and every one of us who are here tonight to celebrate this joyous occasion. And tonight I want to look at a particular topic about the life of Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam, in the light of the verse that I began with from the Holy Quran. The verse which I began with, as you know, is from chapter number 29, Surat Al-Ankabut. He says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, that those people, or as for those people who struggle in our ways, or who struggle in us rather. But then what does Allah say? He says, when those people who struggle in us, in getting towards Allah, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ Subulana, that we will surely, inevitably, there's multiple levels of emphasis in this one word, lanahdiyannahum. Allah says, we will guide those individuals who struggle in our way to our paths, subulana. When we look at Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, the woman who we're marking her birth anniversary tonight, I felt this verse to be most apt about her life, about her challenges, about the ways of her getting that proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah said at the beginning, that those who act and struggle in our ways, and how many struggles can we sit tonight and enumerate about Sayyida Zainab? We usually reflect on maybe 2 years of her life. Right? We reflect on 61 after the Hijrah, when she makes the move from Medina to Mecca with her brother Abu Abdullah in the caravan. So we know that period from Medina to Mecca, and then from Mecca to Karbala. And then we know about Sayyida Zainab from past Karbala, from the post-Karbala period to Kufa, to Sham, back to Medina, and then her eventual, you know, movement again, where she ends up apparently in Sham, where she is now buried. So we tend to look at that maybe 18 months of her life, and we only reflect on that portion and thinking about the jihad, the struggles that she had, seeing her children killed on the day of Ashura, seeing her family decimated on the day of Ashura. But we have to realize that she had a very important life post-Karbala. She had a very productive life in the city of Medina when she was growing up. In fact, even the khutbah of Fadakiyah that many of us have read, I'm sure, we've heard the sermon that Lady Fatima alayhi salam delivered in the court of the Khalifa when her rights were taken. That entire sermon that we have today, that's written, that's printed, that's translated, Sayyida Zainab actually memorized that sermon and conveyed that to us. And she would only have been about 5 or 6 years old, and yet she memorized a sermon her mother delivered extemporaneously on this in the city of Medina, and that we have that today. So her struggles were there from day one, because she saw her mother being attacked, she saw her mother being killed, she saw what happened to her father when they moved to Kufa. But she was also, remember, a teacher in Kufa. She was teaching women tafsir of the Quran. She was teaching women the ahkam of Islam. People had Amir al-Mu'mineen to go to. He was the imam of the time. He was the khalifa of the ummah. But he would direct women to go to his daughter. And she, alayhi salam, would respond to the queries of the women. So her jihad was way before Karbala. She had many struggles in the ways of Allah, both in Medina in Kufa, before Karbala, during the day of Karbala, during the tragedy of Ashura, and after that movement, until she actually ends up buried in the city of Damascus. And so when we look at this verse of the Quran, we see that she becomes the epitome of this verse, that she struggled in the way of Allah, as the verse says that Allah would use those individuals as the conduits, that they would become those who are guided or who get guidance onto the multiple paths leading to Allah. And without a doubt, Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam is one of those women in our history, in Muslim history, not Shia history, but in Islamic history, who is that example of one who had been guided and had been, is one who we get guidance from, and that we take inspiration from her, not only again before the time of Karbala, but in every stage of her life that she led, that she was one who gives us that inspiration to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For tonight, I want to focus on a particular aspect of the life of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. And again, when we tend to look at her life, we always focus on what happened after Karbala. And unfortunately, I'm going to look at the same aspect tonight, but from a few different angles. Again, she had a very important role to play early on in Islamic history. So don't think that, you know, the only knowledge we know of her, only thing written about her was those, you know, year and a half after Karbala. No, she had a lot of contributions to Islam in the early days. She had a lot to offer to the Muslim women, especially of Kufa, of Medina. But tonight, I just want to focus on one quality trait that she had that is something that we can try and emulate, and to understand how she became this universal messenger of the tragedy of Karbala. But one of the things we should keep in mind, because I've seen this happen in certain circles, is that people tend to want to elevate Sayyidah Zainab to a level, and in doing so, inadvertently, they begin to diminish the role of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. In fact, there are even contemporary writers, non-Muslims within the Christian world, who have written extensively about Lady Zahra and about Lady Zainab, peace be upon both of them. And they almost give Lady Zainab a role of an imam. And they actually say in their writings that she is what they would consider as a female imam. And that's their interpretation. They're not Muslims. They belong to the Catholic Christian ideology. They're looking at Sayyidah Zainab from a different lens, a different perspective that we would not accept. But there has been this trend of trying to elevate her higher than the fourth imam. And we have to realize that however great Lady Zainab is, and nobody can take away from her status, she has a status that Allah has granted to her. You know, she has a status, even if you look at her name, Zainab, this shows how great she is, that when she was born, according to the narrative, that Rasulullah was out of the city of Medina. And when she's born, Amirul Mu'mineen and Lady Fatima obviously welcome her into the world. And rather than them naming her, they say that they would not take precedence over Rasulullah. That just as when Imam Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, were both born, Amirul Mu'mineen said that he would not allow himself to name his two children, that this would be the role of Rasulullah. And even Rasulullah would say that even he would not take precedence, that is the role of Allah to name these two children. When it comes to Zainab, we see the exact same thing, that she's born. And Rasulullah comes back to Medina, and he asks, obviously, in a very knowing fashion, that have you named the child? And Amir al-Mu'mineen would go on to say that, how can we dare take a step, Ya Rasulullah, when you are the messenger of God? And he names this child again through revelation, through inspiration. He gives her the name of Zainab. And Zainab, as we know, has multiple meanings. Scholars of the Arabic language, they say that it could either be a fixed Arabic word, Zainab being a name of a plant in the Arabic culture, which has a very sweet smell. It emanates a very pleasant aroma. That's one of the meanings of Zainab, a type of plant or flower. But the other meaning is that it is a compound. It is made out of two words, Zain and Ab. So Zayn being like Zaynul Abidin, right? The beauty, the ornament. And Ab being the father. So the combination of Zaynab is that she is a beauty, an adornment for her father. So even her name is something which is given to her from a higher realm. And so when we say that she has that great status, we as the Shias of Ali Muhammad are not exaggerating. We're not going to extremes in praising the Ahlul Bayt. Rather, we say only what Rasulullah says. We only say what Allah says. And if Allah takes charge of naming a child, then definitely that individual has to have a maqam, a status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe that Lady Zainab alayhi salam, although not masuma, not infallible, not of the caliber of the 14 masumin, she has a status with Allah. She has a level of perfection. She has a level of impeccability that nobody can question. But that she, at the end of the day, is still a follower. She's still a follower of the fourth Imam when he was the Imam. She still took orders from Imam Zainul Abidin. She still spoke when he allowed her to speak. She kept silent when he told her to keep silent. And the sermons that she delivered, whether it be in Kufa, whether it be in Sham, that these were on the permission of the Imam of her time, Imam Zainul Abidin, alayhi salatu wassalam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and greetings to you, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, December 20, 2020. I'm Atef Erfani hosting this program today. For those of our listeners who have just recently joined us, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So, dear listeners, contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Or if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Dear friends, remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Stay with us until the end of the program. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sunday program, Listeners Special. And here I have to note that, as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports, dear listeners, are very useful and important to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report normally will be receiving a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. However, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus around the world, please don't expect a QSL card, actually a paper QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. We hope the disease is controlled very soon in the future, and then we can get back to a normal track and send you IRIB English Radio paper QSL cards and IRIB English Radio souvenirs. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Fabio José da Silva from Brazil, one of our regular listeners. Also, Anand Mohan Bain from India has sent us reception report. Also, Ivan Rodionov from Russia has sent us a reception report. Well, Fabio, Anand, and Ivan, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Thanks a lot. And millions of gratitude to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during our program, I read their emails and letters. Oh well, here we have an email from Ricardo Paparazzi from Italy. Also from Brazil, we have an email from Paola Camarago. Abu Sayed from Bangladesh has sent us an email. From India, we have an email from Rakesh. Rakesh is one of our regular listeners. And also, again, from Italy, we have an email from Gianluca Dentici. Gianluca Dentici is one of our regular listeners. Thanks a lot for these emails and letters. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages just in seconds after the music. Welcome back. First of all, we have an email from India. This email is from Rakesh. Rakesh is one of our regular listeners. Rakesh says, "Hello, I am Rakesh from Chennai, India. I try to listen to your programs regularly, especially your Sunday program, Listeners Special, which I enjoy listening to it a lot. Hope to receive few items from your side very soon. Thank you in advance." Salam and greetings to you, Rakesh from India, one of our dear regular listeners. And lots of gratitude for writing this email to us, this such a kind message to IRIB English Radio. We are so glad that you enjoy listening to IRIB English Radio, especially, as you said, the Sunday program, Listeners Special. Rakesh, thank you again. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. Stay safe and healthy and write to us soon. Well, from Italy, from Gianluca Dentici, one of our regular listeners, we have an email. Gianluca Dentici says, "Hello from Italy. Attached to this email is an audio recording of your radio, and I hope I can receive a QSL card from your side. Would you please send your QSL and a technical description of your antennas for my records? Thank you very much indeed. Salam and ciao." Gianluca Dentici from Italy, I do express my appreciation for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. For your information, IRIB English Radio used to send its dear listeners QSL cards, paper QSL cards, and promotional items, including postcards, pennants, etc. But after the outbreak of coronavirus, unfortunately, we can't send paper QSL cards or other promotional items to our dear listeners. After this disease is controlled, of course, we will send our dear listeners paper QSL cards or other so many years of IRB English Radio. Many thanks, Gianluca Dantici, for writing this email to Listeners Special and IRB English Radio. Well, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other kind emails and letters from around the world. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Here I have an email from Bangladesh. This email is from Abu Sayed from Bangladesh. Abu Sayed says, "Dear friends, I'm very happy to get your email. For some time, I could not access your website from Bangladesh. However, the problem is no more at the moment. Your website is always very interesting. I rely on your website to find the right news in the West Asia region. You asked me about sending QSL. I would say send a paper QSL, because the love and sincerity contained in the paper letter doesn't exist in the electronic QSL card. It will play an effective role in increasing the listener of your interesting radio. We are always with you and hope our relationship deepens. Greetings and salam. Abu Sayed from Bangladesh. First of all, thank you for this email, Abu Sayed from Bangladesh. We are glad that you're satisfied with the programs and broadcasts and the news in our radio and our website. And be sure that our effort in IRB English Radio is and has been always providing our dear listeners around the world with the most updated, informative, most accurate and unbiased news and information from around the world. And also, regarding your suggestion about sending paper QSL cards, it's a nice idea. It has such a sense and a spirit that the electronic one doesn't have. But of course, regarding the health and hygienic laws and regulations, international laws and regulations, of course, we're not allowed to send our dear listeners around the world the paper QSL cards or promotional items, and that is all because of the outbreak of coronavirus. After the disease is controlled and over around the world, we will get back on track and send our dear listeners the souvenirs of IRB English Radio. Thank you again, Abu Sayed from Bangladesh. Write to us soon and stay safe and healthy. Well, dear listeners, here we have an email from Brazil. This email is from Paola Camargo from Brazil. Paula says, "I hereby would like to send you my reception report via this email. I like to listen to different radio stations worldwide, especially IRIB English Radio and also Persian-speaking section of IRIB, as I love the language Persian. I will be happy to receive a QSL confirmation indicating that the date and frequency of my reception is correct. Also, it would be great if you can send me few items such as magazines, postcards, etc. I have to add that the transmission of your radio here in Brazil is wonderful. First of all, greetings to you, Paula Camargo from Brazil. Camargo, it seems that you've just recently joined our radio, IRB English Radio, and we are glad to hear from you that you are able to receive the signals of IRB English Radio in your country, in Southern Hemisphere, in Brazil. First of all, thanks a lot for writing to IRB English Radio. And then, as we have mentioned several times during our program, sending any material is temporarily halted on behalf of IRB English Radio, and that's because of coronavirus. In the past, we had the tradition of sending our dear listeners paper QSL cards and promotional items, but now we can't. After the coronavirus is over, we send you the items you've requested, such as magazines, postcards, etc. Anyway, this mutual interaction and relationship must go on, and we are happy that you received that our transmission in your country, Brazil. Thank you again. Thank you for writing to IRB English Radio. Paula Camargo from Brazil. We are waiting to hear from you very soon. Paula Camargo from Brazil. Stay safe and healthy. We wish you the best. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from our dear listeners around the world. This is Listeners Special, this Sunday program. And here we have another email from Italy. This email is from Riccardo Paparozzi from Italy. Paparozzi says, Dear IRIB English radio staff, greetings from Italy and thank you for your reply. I prefer paper QSL cards because they are more collectible, fun, and they carry on the radio amateur tradition. Also, I like receiving physical QSL cards from far countries. But I'm sure you will probably get thousands of requests for QSL cards, so it may be easier and more practical for you to design digital QSLs and send them via email. I think that a paper QSL card is unbeatable. But if you can satisfy every request, a well-designed digital card will do the job too. Thank you for your reply. Salam and ciao, Riccardo Paparozzi from Italy, and thanks a lot for writing to IRIB English Radio. As you said, as what you have mentioned about paper QSL cards, of course, paper QSL cards are more interesting and more exciting, and you know, they're a kind of traditional. The traditional kind of QSL card also gives us most people a kind of good feeling. Of course, you're right. We cannot satisfy every request, but I think most of the people are satisfied with the paper QSL card. But as I have mentioned several times during our program, we cannot send our dear listeners paper QSL cards, and that's because of the outbreak of coronavirus. Of course, we are working on designing a digital QSL card during the time that the disease is, exists around the world. Anyway, don't worry. Please send us more emails and tell us your views about our broadcast. Tell us which programs you like the best, and don't worry about the QSL card for the time being. When the disease exists, we are interacting with our dear listeners through emails, and after the disease is controlled, we can get back on track and send our dear listeners the paper QSL cards and our souvenirs. Thanks a lot, Riccardo Paparozzi, for writing to IRIB English Radio. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And time tells me we've reached to the section of this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
Okay, my name is Ibrahima. I finished from International Institute of Journalism here in Abuja. That is the headquarters of Nigeria. And also I make studies. I study in Germany. Study in France, and I study in some parts of African countries. Well, I'm also my kind of job I do is that I have so many things I do, like I do give part, take part-time lectures. I give to some of these part-time university, and I deliver lectures on French and German language as a part-time lecturer. And I have so many activities that I used to do. I'm a presenter in a radio station, and then so many other things. Well, the English service radio station, firstly, I must tell you the fact that I attach and I cherish, firstly, the style of the presentation that is coming up from the broadcasters. I first listen, it's my orient, reputation that I have within the Institute of Journalism. When I used to approach my lecturer on the style of news I used to hear from the English service, it's quite different from our own local radio station here. So I am adapted to the radio station, that is the Iran English service, because I learned too many things with them, and as such, I put it into my practice before I became a serious, like a senior reporter here. So it really helped me because I listened to the style of the presentation first, and the presenters are always, I don't know how they organize their reporters, but it's something that I just discovered. I always learn something from their reporters, the style of the presentation, the way they organize the room. But I must have to say that I discover most of the news is basically Arab region reports and the news always within the region, and some parts from the Africa, little, but sometimes from Asia, little. But the most of the news is emphasizing mostly on the region of the Arab, most especially Iran. I must say I learned so many things from that radio station. I must say big thanks to them. I keep on listening because I benefited so many things from them so far. Big thanks goes to all the listeners, fans, clubs, all over the world listening to International Radio of Iran. Big thanks to you, and I just want you to know that Iran Radio remains one of the untouchable and reliable, best information circulation, best in all time of news discovery. The first always to bring a breaking news, ready to give you all whatever I would. My best regards to all those listeners all over the world. I wish you the best, and I wish you keep on listening to this best radio station. Best is what I give you, and the radio is ready to give you the best. This is my message to them.
My dear friends, here we wrap up this week's edition of Listener's Special this Sunday program. Many thanks for being with Listener's Special, and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As'ad Allah ayyamukum. Congratulations. Today is the birthday of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, the anniversary of the birthday of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. We remember this great lady. And with me to talk about this occasion is my brother Sheikh Muhammad. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for joining.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much for having me.
It's always an honor and a pleasure. Now, okay. Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, the daughter of Fatima al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, has a place in the hearts of all believers.
Yes.
And that is pretty much, it really goes back to Karbala. Whenever you talk about Zainab, you talk about Karbala. Now, that those catastrophe days, I hope that you're not going to take us to those days of mourning and those sour days, actually, remembering those sour days. What do you have for us about Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam?
Talking about the life of Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha is very difficult because of this life and this journey that she took is filled with many difficulties and also with some moments of joy and moments of happiness. The day Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha was born in the year of 5 or 6 of Hijri, in the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Well, you imagine that area and that time, the most praised and the most generous and benevolent beings that God has ever created was living at that time. The Holy Prophet, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah alayhi, her mother Fatima al-Zahra, her brothers and sisters.
Of course, 5 to 6 in the Hijri calendar. So Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam was born during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Was it at the beginning or at the end of the life of the Prophet?
It was like at the end, because the life of the Prophet ends in the year, in the 10th year.
So she was years old when he passed away.
4 or 5 years old. So the first thing to know about the life of Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi is the fact that she has been born in such greatest place that anyone could have ever been born, right? When we were talking about the education, when we were talking about the process of learning, how your personality is going to be shaped, we always look around and see what is the family that you have been born, what are the friends that you have had relationship with, right? About this daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, which has faced and has lived with 7 infallible figures. The Holy Prophet up to Imam Baqir salawatullah alayhi, right? So these 7 people have been the rivers of knowledge. They have been the oceans of infallibility and knowledge and holy divine scholar understanding from God, right? So living in that
environment, that holy environment.
That environment. Before, you know, elaborating on the details, before going to the history narrations, it tells us that this person is going to be absolutely a special figure in Islam, right?
At least the not like the final cause, but at least like how we state in philosophy, al-muqtadi, which is like the reason, a reason where she could be one of the greatest figures ever because of the environment and the capability that she has.
Yes, and these kind of environment is not put for everyone. It is not something to take for granted, right? It is a gift.
It's a blessing.
It is a blessing that God gives to only special people. So through the history, we see that the teachings of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and her mother Fatima al-Zahra salawatullah alayha. So these two people who are the best teachers in the world. And these are, imagine that these are your teachers. You see how they live, how they act. And upon seeing them, your personality is forged. Because in the when we talk about, you know, these kind of personality issues and how people act, one very important element is how people act around you, not just talking to you. For example, raising a child has many difficulties, and a lot of times parents come and ask that our children do not become what we want. We have talked to them so much, but they are acting the opposite way. What is the problem? The problem is in the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, like Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, if you want to put yourself ahead of some people so they follow you, and they see you follow what you do, you should start with yourself. First, you should act pious. You should practice being pious yourself. And then you can have a good effect on other people, and they will follow your word afterwards.
So to be a role model, pretty much you have to engage and be attributed with what you want to affect with
yes.
other people.
Yes, and you should start with yourself.
Now, unfortunately, I cut you off right there, Sheikh. I'm very sorry.
It's all right.
Now, we have to take a short break. Brothers and sisters, we will be back, so please stay tuned. Thank you very much.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. O Allah, be for your representative, the Hujjah, son of Al-Hasan. Your blessings be on him and his forefathers, in this hour and in every hour. A guardian, a protector, a leader, a helper, a proof, and an eye, until you make him live on the earth in obedience to you and cause him to live in it for a long time.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Thank you guys for rejoining us. We were talking with Sheikh Muhammad about the anniversary or the remembrance of the anniversary of the birthday of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. And we were talking about the life, and we were talking about the environment that she was living in and how that helps a person reach or become a significant figure in Islam or significant figure any manner
yes.
you state. Now, we stopped you when you were talking about a role model. To be a true role model, he has to believe and act and attribute himself to what he wants to other people to act upon.
Yes.
And that's where we cut you off, Sheikh.
Thank you. So at the end, we came to the fact that the role model of Zainab al-Kubra, sallallahu alayhi, was two of the best teachers in the world, right? Amir al-Mu'minin, alayhi salam, and Fatima al-Zahra. Now, why do I do this? Because afterwards, I'm going to go through the narrations from Imam Hassan alayhi salam, from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, which they talk about the standing of Zainab al-Kubra salallahu alayha in terms of knowledge and in terms of having divine relationships.
Her characteristics, her status, and
yes.
the high levels that she has.
These, which it blows the mind because some adjectives and some characteristics have been attributed to Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha, which we only seems apparently we only see in infallible imams. For example, Imam Hassan sallallahu alayhi tells his sister that you are from the tree of prophethood. Mm-hmm. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says to Zainab al-Kubra,
of course, just adding upon that saying, I don't think that even the sons of the imams, for example, the brothers of Imam Sadiq, the brothers of Imam Kadhim, not all of them have been attributed
no.
to the tree of the prophecy.
No, they have
even
not
though
been.
They are the sons of,
yes.
of the, you know, the progeny of the prophet, yet they were not called the sons of the prophet.
Yes.
I think that the tree of the prophecy is something different to being the
something
son.
Different. It's a special description because it means that afterwards, which I'm going to interpret, it means that you have a connection with the Prophet, a knowledge-based connection. Because knowledge, either you need to learn it or you receive it from God, divine knowledge.
Could we say that, for example, how we have it in the sayings, that they are one light, for example, that light that is the reason and the cause of the knowledge that they have, the infallibility, I don't want to say infallibility now. I want to say, for example, the knowledge, the wisdom that they have, that was gained
mm-hmm.
by Allah, that was given by Allah subhanahu
yes.
wa ta'ala, was because of this light that they contained in themselves.
Yes, absolutely. One of the reasons, one of the aspects to look at this topic is this light that they have been created by all of them altogether. So Imam Sajjad sallallahu alayhi tells his sister that أَنْتَ بِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ عَلِمَةٌ غَيْرَ مُعَلِّمٌ, right? What does this mean? It's a very special word by Imam alayhi salam because it's infallible Imam and knows everything, right? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Alhamdulillah, that you are knowledgeable, not like an ordinary knowledge to go sit down and learn from other people, from a teacher. No, God has bestowed this divine knowledge. And what that means, only when we look at female figures, especially female figures in Islam, Fatima Zahra sallallahu alayha has been like this. And after that, her daughter, Zainab Kubra sallallahu alayha. Now, this relationship, I talked so much about the role model, I talked about the area and environment that you are born in, how it can affect your personality, how it can affect the figure that you are going to be in the future. I wanted to come to this fact that the teachings of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam and the words of Fatima Zahra sallallahu alayha, and also the brother of Zainab al-Kubra, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein sallallahu alayhi, both of them, they were so influential. Fatima Zahra sallallahu alayha taught her daughter to have this holy relationship, to have this divine relationship with God, right? And this is not a normal thing which people with ordinary capacities be able to, you know, withstand. So it means that Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha from the beginning had this capacity, and God bestowed and paved the way for her to make it possible. So we see afterwards in the life of Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha that so much difficulty, right, and hardship is going to start to come her way. Now this tells us two things, because in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, one fact is emphasized, and that's the fact that the more difficulty you bear and withstand, it means as a mu'min,
The stronger your iman is. كلما زاد المرء إيمانا ازداد ابتلاء أو بلاء.
Or البلاء للولاء. Right.
Catastrophes are for belief.
Yes, for the believers. Right. So the next element which I'm going to talk about is this capacity that Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha had to withstand, to tolerate, to
endure.
Hold and endure this much of difficulty and hardship. And did she know it? Well, it seems yes. There are some narrations from the Holy Prophet that talks to Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha. And you know, one night Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha says that I was sleeping and I saw a dream. I came to the Holy Prophet to talk about the dream, to tell him, and also I wanted him to interpret it for me and tell me what it means. The dream has been like this. She says that I found myself in an area, and I saw a very strong and dark wind blowing. So it blew and the world got dark and twisted. So I looked around, I saw a strong tree. I relied on the tree, I clinched on the tree. The tree broke, I clinched on one of the branches. Then the branch broke also. The other branch up to four branches. Then the last one also broke. And I found myself with no support and protect. So then the dream ended. So afterwards, after the Holy Prophet hears this story from her daughter, cries so much. And after that, the Holy Prophet says that this strong tree is me. And the first branch after the tree broke is your father, Amir al-Mu'minin. After that, the next branch is your mother, Fatima al-Zahra. And the last two branches are two of your brothers, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, sallallahu alayhi. And this dream that you envisioned talks about severe difficulties that you are going to
go through
in this world. It's going to be very difficult for you, and you have some people to cling to, you have some people to seek refuge and protection under, but you lose all of them.
So you pretty much just ended us on a sour note. Thank you very much, Sheikhna, for your beautiful words.
Thank you.
That's pretty much Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. Whenever you remember her, it's always there. It's always the thought of the catastrophes and the hardship that she went through. Brothers and sisters, unfortunately, our time has finished. Please join us again on another Light Upon Light. And until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
From the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
This for is a better life. For a better life.
فرمود باعث و لأتمم مکارم الاخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to another program of For a Better Life. And we were talking about arrogance, and we mentioned the reasons for arrogance. Number one, it was property. That property or wealth would give you arrogance sometimes if you don't work on yourself. Number two, knowledge, which was actually worse than property. And number three, the third reason for arrogance that we mentioned in the previous program was fame, celebrity, family relations, these kind of social norms that we might have in our society can give you arrogance. My father is this and this person. My brother is this and that person. And so on and so forth. These were the reasons that arrogance could be created within us and grow if we do not act very, very fastly. For example, we have a narration from Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, which says that the Imam describes the bad scholar whose harm from the Muslim nation is great. He alayhi salam said, one of the signs of a bad scholar, an alim, is arrogance. The more people who follow him, the greater he feels, even if they are corrupt. But he does not pay attention to someone who does not follow him, even if he is a good person. Anybody from any social class who obtains a social position, I become a minister, I become a president, I become the manager of this corporation or this institution or this state institution and so on and so forth. Anybody who obtains a social position is afflicted with this sickness, this disease that can lead us to hellfire. So we should be careful. We should crush this feeling of arrogance as fast as possible. We must do something. We must do something to save ourselves. A rational person would try to escape from having power. He would not accept it unless he is forced to. It should not be misunderstood, dear brothers and sisters, A leader is necessary in Islam. Leadership is necessary in Islam. We need judges and mayors. We need managers. But what is meant here is that one should not want position for itself. But if it happens, he should serve the people. So if I am trying to be a mayor, president, minister, whatever, it is for serving the people. If I am trying to be a manager of a department in the university, the manager of a department for a hospital or the whole hospital,